Ian Scholes. An article in the December 24th San Francisco Chronicle by Ellen Askin, writing for Fairchild Publications, made an interesting point. Her thesis, if such we can call it, is that the dot-com revolution failed and that the casual nature of the revolution was part of the reason for its failure, especially as symbolized by its clothing. Well, certainly a fashion sense governed by whatever free t-shirts we gathered from a software convention in 1988 is a doomed fashion sense. I thought the dot-com phenomenon was just another trend myself, but if it was in fact a failed revolution, I'm very pleased to have lived through it without injury to myself, friends, or family, none of whom had much to do with the darn thing in the first place. Further, I claim that this failure is not necessarily the result of casual workwear, but certainly casual workwear is and should be a casualty of that failure. Gap stock has plummeted. GQ is crossing its fingers. Ms. Askin asks, quote, could this be the return of the elegant man, the type reminiscent of sobered movie actors, the likes of Cary Grant and Gary Cooper, unquote. Well, okay, sure, why not? Wilkes Bouchford is also holding his breath, supposedly. Quote, 5 years ago, French cuff shirts accounted for barely 2% of his business. That segment is now up to 15%, unquote. In other words, we are getting back to where we once belonged. Neckties, blazers, the well-cut suit, so much for virtual reality. Well, I take that back. Virtual reality is great just as long as it's backed up by the virtual reality of a public appearance. Speaking personally, I know it's all bull, but if it means the end of Banana Republic, diet sodas, and B2B scalable solutions, well, by golly, I'm behind you 100%. Unless money is involved, of course. I gotta go.